Elixir's two-year anniversary celebration is now 9 days away, which means it's time to spotlight the next artist in the commentaries. This commentary is all about the queen of the South Side, Rock Solid. I met Rox not too long after starting the Elixir via Kia Rap Princess at the spot. We clicked right away, and I have truly come to adore her as a person as well as an artist over these past couple of years. What I love about Rox as a person is that she speaks her mind and stands her ground no matter what people think. It's not always a popular stance to take, so I give her a lot of props for that. Another thing I admire about her on a personal level is the way she carries out her different titles. She is an artist, mommy, secretary, businesswoman, wifey, manager, home provider, and more. Juggling all of those different roles isn't easy, but she makes it look effortless. She also has a very vibrant spirit and personality. Also, if she rides with you, she rides with you regardless. Her support and loyalty are unwavering. You can't say that about everybody in this music business, so it is definitely appreciated. As an artist, Rox is definitely an old-school chica. One can tell that the era of the b-boy and b-girl is a heavy influence on her style. For the most part, she makes music with substance, and even her tracks without a message have a very high quality to them. A fun fact about Rox's music is that she was the first artist ever to acknowledge myself, as well as the Elixir, in a song via the original version of her track, Bring That Beat Back, produced by Drastic Beats. So that was pretty special. Besides all of that, I asked Rox to join the lineup for the anniversary celebration because she took a maternity leave of sorts this year to tend to the new addition to her family. Hi, Carlo. So she hasn't gotten to do her thing as often, and I haven't had the pleasure of seeing her perform lately. Thus figured I'd kill two birds with one stone and invite her to bless us with a few tracks on the big night as she's easing back into the swing of things. And as I wrap this up, I also want to call attention to the new blog that Rox has started. It's called A Female Perspective. The link can be found below. It's a take on different aspects of the hip-hop culture from a woman's point of view. It's a great site, and I highly recommend that everyone check it out. With that said, thank you, Rox, for all of your support and love thus far. It is truly appreciated, and I look forward to continuing to build and network with you. See you, along with the rest of the performers and supporters, next Friday on the 13th at Why Not 3.